It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio. Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lacaparo Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report again, and Paul Ramo's back in the where he belongs on Saturday morning. Well, it's been a great run for Mineola in volleyball and football, and boy, Paul, you've done a great job in both sports, and rightly so. This area of the state, we always say, is really strong.
Yep. It sure is. Southwest Springfield's in Southwest Minnesota, right. Mineola, third year in a row they met for the state championship. Yep. So,
yeah, and you know, Springfield from the other bracket, there's second best in the team, but Bold and Dawson could probably compete against them very well.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely.
The Camden Conference is very strong.
Yep.
So congratulations to the Vikings, Mineola Vikings in both sports.
Yep. Third year in a row, state champs.
Okay. John Sherb is in the studio, and we're going to wrap up that cross-country season there, John. So fire away.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to, you know, kind of recognize the kids, what we've done, you know, these years, especially these seniors. We've got a deep bunch of seniors, again, that have put some work into it. You know, some have put more work than others, but they still have survived the season of cross, because cross is not, you know, it's not an easy sport at times. It can beat you up and eat you alive, and you don't know what's going on. So, you know, we had some good seniors there, and, you know, we're going to be missing a bunch of them. Hopefully some of the younger kids have seen a little bit what they've done and where they've gone. Do they want to get that? And that's the biggest thing is a lot of these kids, when they're coming up, they think, oh, next year's another year, I'll be just better next year. You got to remember, this does run out over time, and you're going to be a senior sometime. If you haven't got your goal set to challenge yourself, you're going to all of a sudden go, oh, I'm a senior already. I didn't get what my goals were. Well, because you never really had that step. So, but again, our seniors kind of recognize them a little bit.
Sure.
Daytona Bissett, a senior, she's been out I think she's been out all 7 through 12. I believe she's been out for 3 to 4 years, I believe. A lot of talent there, just couldn't quite harness it. Still, when she's put together some really nice races for us, she's been on to the varsity level for us a few times, and she's been in the JV. She's fit in there well, and it's good. You know, it's just a kid with a lot of talent. Like I said, nice kid. Just, again, we haven't been able to harness that, but she still put some time into that. Taylor Wood, one of our captains. Taylor has been, I think she's been on the varsity level now probably since a ninth grader, I want to say. Just been in that system where she snuck in that and worked that back 6-7. Then she moved up. Then she went into, as a senior, kind of, you know, got nicked up early. Then we had to kind of fight to get her back in it. But, it's always funny. There's good days. You know, some days I'm in her doghouse with her because, she doesn't like some of my comments I have to say, but she still has a competitiveness, has a fight, and you got to like that fight in it. And so, she filled in nicely, and just we got her back for finally got her back to run at Benson, then she ran the conference, and then she ran it at the sections. And if we could have kept her healthy, you know, and I think she's another minute faster. But, again, learning, understanding, and this is the biggest thing is, you know, like her and Reese were the captains. It's always, now you're a captain, how do you handle it? And I thought those two handled it well. You know, there were some times they weren't sure what to do, and they were kind of not understanding it. But, again, Taylor has been through there. Letter winner, like I said, I think he's been letter winner now for 3 years for us. Let's see, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Been just a really nice balance in there. Reese Oxendorf, other one who, you know, came in the system. She just loves cross country, does it, but unfortunately her body would not allow her to. You know, she got nicked up, and you know, we could have ground her up and ran her through until she basically couldn't walk or anything else or having issues. And, you know, again, this is something you want as a coach. You don't want that because you want them to be living 60, 70 years down the road of being a healthy, you know, having good things. And also understand you still can use the running as a health thing where you may only run a little bit so often, but listen to your body. And like I said, it's just the body just did not want to agree with us this year. But she still is around. She did, you know, the leadership role helped with different things. You know, she would jump in there and help with some stats, help with some of the kids moving equipment around. Just she still loved it that way. She felt she was probably not contributing to the team as much as a runner, but she was still contributing to the team as a helper, as a leader, and that was the good thing on that. Becca Torgerson, first year I was a senior, which you hardly ever hear of a senior coming off across country the first time, just because the grueling and the effect of how to handle it. And she stepped in really well. I know, I think at the conference meet, she finally got her healthy enough that she put together a solid race. I want to say she was 3 minutes faster than she's ever ran.
Oh, wow.
So she came together nicely at the end there. It just... she ran well early, and then the legs started getting beat up a little bit. Then when he shut her down and got her trying to kind of cross, that's right, she couldn't swim, but she got a lot of biking in and Stairmaster. We did some cross training with her as much as we could that way, and then came back and got her back with that and worked really well and finished out, you know, just a nice to see her could finish out and could close out on running on that stage. Gavin Carl, probably again, if he's come a long ways. He came out as a ninth grader. That was kind of the team when we were kind of piecing together what we had. We had an injury earlier with Mason Bramer that year, and we brought Mason back late, got him back in the fold just at the perfect time for state with that crew. And he got a chance to run at the state meet as a ninth grader and those things. So he's 9, 10, 11, 12 as a four-year letter winner for us on a boy, which is not – it's not that usually your boys are going to be that – you know, 10, 11, 12 are going to be letter winners, but to jump in the first year to be a first-time letter winner. Plus, he's also got to run at the state meet three out of his 4 years on varsity, and that's a pretty good accomplishment there. You know, I don't know what his future is. Again, you know, he's talked a little bit about running in the future. I don't know if he will or not, but again, he can do it. Again, he's had some great races. You know, he was all-conference, I think, 10, 11, and 12. He was second in the conference a bunch of times. Like, he was 2 times second in the conference. So, you know, a very, very good contributor there. You know, it's going to be tough when you lose your ace on that front side. You know, I always talk about having that front side leader. It does help your team scoring, so we're going to have to replace him on that. It's going to be a tough one to replace, but there's a lot of young talent down there. Again, it's going to be up to if they want to do that or not. Caden Clark really has probably from when he started running and got into the running phase and really has started eating it up and running really well. And again, unfortunately, that New Orleans Spicer meet just kind of beat him up. When you catch a hole in the same ankle twice or roll your ankle and then you fight through it to get through, and then you don't allow the tendons and everything else to recover as fast as we should have. He tried coming back in Madison, just looked really, really tough in Madison, but then shut him down for a while. We finally got him back. I think he probably ran 4 races all year. But to still be all conference and still finish in the top 20 in the section meet, I mean, that's still pretty darn good for the lack of training. But again, he's another one that we cross-trained a lot. A lot of swimming and a lot of biking. Again, that pool, we use that pool a ton when we need to, and that's where we're very fortunate to have that, and that does help with our program a lot. So, you know, he's all conference. I believe he is. See, he was all conference last year. So again, he is basically a 2-time all conference for us. So that's, you know, good to fit in there, and he's, you know, again has had a really good career of running across. Caden Solem came out. He came out that COVID year. That was when we kind of got some kids you could try out for, you know, before you went to football and things. That he was young. He got it, and he just really loved the atmosphere we brought in cross, you know, just with what the program has put together. And he has been just a quiet kid, but he works hard, and he pushes everybody else. And, you know, probably has that demeanor of talking to kids and kind of seeing what's going on. And that's you always like that. And he was a captain this year for us and to fill in, to be in there. Because, you know, these guys came in through his 7th graders and just kind of ran really well. You know, Malacca, we had a team of 7th grade scoring. In 8th grade, that was kind of nice with him, and he fit in there. And just now, he had some calf injuries a little bit to strain that calf, but he still has closed out his year. Luke Stock, our other senior there, he blossomed. You know, really, he got that little taste as a 9th and 10th grader, 11th grader. He showed a little bit last year, and this year, he really went to another level. He had PRs all the way down the line. I want to say, you know, he broke into under 19 minutes the first time ever this year. was a big key. Him and Landon Keem are big keys for us winning the conference. I mean, it's just we had to have everybody on the right page, and we put everybody on the right page. And Luke really had blossomed, had really grown up and understood it. And just you got to like that. And that's what you like to see these kids is just to grow. And once he understood it, he got into the program. I mean, just – got to be now he was being accountable, and that's the thing is he handled that very well this year and gave us a great stat in there. Brendan Scher, my son, there you again. You know, it's always tough coaching your children because some days you don't want to talk at the dinner table. Some days that ride home is not, again, but I think he has understood it. He, again, he just works hard and never expect anything. That's always the toughest thing, too, is you get some parents that some kids you just they think, well, you got to be a star. You got to be the stud. I want him to do what he wants to do, and you know, he is fit in there. I think he found out this year a little bit of, hey, I'm going to go out for a run instead of having me tell you to go for a run. And that's the thing is you want these kids. And again, like I said, with him, you know, just making sure how he handles it. And so he's put a tough boat. I mean, that's just, you know, he has not, you know, it's been a tough 4 years with everybody, with our family. And he has slowly put together and done a nice job and made some really great strides there. You know, he got a little bit, we had some respiratory issues, we got that, but it knocked him back. But by the end of the season, he was back to where we thought he would be. And so, again, you know, I'll count my son for putting up with me, and that's the thing is, and that's always the thing how it goes. So, you know, the seniors we're going to lose. We're going to lose a bunch of seniors there on both boys and girls. You know, girls wise, we're probably not going to show. We're going to lose that leadership, that quiet leadership of those two girls. But you know, the other ones have got to kind of figure this level out, and that's what you look at with our seniors. You know, overall the season where we went with this program. The girls never got where they wanted to be, and that's my opinion. Again, the kids maybe not agree with it, but where we were running at the end of the season, that's where we should have been starting at the beginning of the season. And that a lot of that goes into injuries. You know, you lose your number one gal basically after the second meet of the season, and now you don't have her back. You're trying to bring her back, then you bring her back to her, and then you got to shut her back down for another 2 more weeks. And then she starts swimming a little bit more. She was going in, her and Taylor, I think, were going in the swimming pool at 7 o'clock in the morning on weekdays when it was open. I think like Monday, Wednesday, were jumping in there, getting a good 20-minute workout in there just to do that. And that's where we got hindered. You know, it'd been fun to see where she could have been with Bryn, where those two could have dragged each other another level. That would have been interesting. So the good thing is they're both back next year. We just kind of need to have them come back with that level of that fight for where we want to be. And same thing with underneath them. We've got some very good kids underneath them. We just need to come in with that level of what we're looking at in August instead of hitting it. Because if you come to that level in August, you got more ups to get into. Now you get a bigger ceiling to get into when you are in that October, November. And you can get that taste of a conference championship or getting your chance to go to that state meet because, again, they're there. It's just, again, how can we get that light to turn on? The boys is going to be interesting next year. You know, we lose a very, very big, heavy core on that front side. When you lose your number one, number two, you know, Gavin, Tate, and those are two tough replacements, very, very tough to replace. But we got, you know, 2 eighth graders that ran really well at the end of the season. Kind of, you know, the one we had an idea, the other one just all of a sudden kind of just conference meet, went big time for a race, and I don't think he knew what he was doing and just ran with the kids and ran really, really well. Can he jump at his ninth grade? That's tough to ask 2 ninth graders to be in that front varsity, but they've got some experience there. And then Landon Keeman has been just really been with what he's done, what he's grown this year, because it's been a tough year with him too, but he's really has grown. And I think, like I said, Luke had really done a nice job, but now he's not going to have Luke around, so that's going to be kind of a mix. So boys, you lose of your 7, you're losing 4 off your top 7. That's going to be a tough replacement of there. And, you know, we haven't had big numbers, but we've got some 8th graders. We've got some 7th graders. Where do they want to go? You know, we may be a season off on those crew. But, you know, I've seen kids prove me wrong a lot of times and hoping that's what happens. So, you know, you got to like that, what we're growing to. And I really haven't mentioned Jason. Jason Conover, our assistant, has really fit in. You know, he's coming through the years. He's in his fourth year. He's 4th year with us now. And he has grown a lot of understanding, taking the reins. Now I can, you know, before coming in, didn't know if he knew where to go with practice. Now, again, you know, I tell him, okay, this is where we want to go, what we're going to do. And he can take it for me. And that's good. And that's where you kind of have that assistant you can trust, and now I can trust him with it, you know, getting done and putting, you know, putting the kiboshes on a couple of things that the kids get a little squirrely, he'll put that down a little bit more. So again, you know, he's been really that quiet one, taking the junior high kids, and it really helpful, you know, with a great assistant. Mr. who I've been, I don't know how I can say it again. I've been very, very fortunate. You know, one of them was a coach in high school, plus also coming in running the program underneath. You know, but I've been running. He ran the program under, I was underneath him, and then turned around. Nice now program. He comes back and helps me. He comes in to Madison. He'll come out with his golf cart. We'll go out there Sunday night, Monday night before the first meet in Madison or in Appleton, and just drive dark. And then he'll be busting that golf cart home while it's just light enough to get back. And you know, it's just a great addition. I can't say enough thank you for what he has done over these years. And I'm, you know, again, hopefully we can keep doing it as long as his wife will allow him to keep helping us. And that's always the big key. And then Dave Thompson kind of got him in as kind of picking up for Ron. So you're kind of trying to keep moving someone in, and Ron was not available to help us at the Madison meet, so at the Apple meet. So Dave came over, and I felt bad for him because I was like, oh, we got to go here, to here, to there, to there. We're trying to get this, that, and everything else. And I thought, he won't talk to me again. But, you know, he has helped a lot with the program on that, and that's good, you know, having other people help the system because, you know, Ed Hagelin helped me a lot last year while his son graduated. He was all out of kids. I asked him, why'd you stop? He should have more kids. We could have had more Hagelins out, and we could have, you know, job security there. And he just chuckled and laughed at me. Thought I was full of baloney, but that's just the way it is. But it's good to have that. You know, Zach does a very good job with SDAD of covering a lot of things up, you know, helping, coming out to meets, helping run the meets, making sure they're, you know, always make sure, did you get this done? You know, you have that someone that's reminding you in that back in case you do miss something or omit. You know, again, there's times where you think you're going to do it later, and all of a sudden, oh, crap, I got to do that. And he reminds you, and that's what's good as that. The other thing I can't thank enough is the parents. We've got a very, very good parent base. And when you look what the parents have done for the program, taking things over, and we've been really, I was worried this year because we lost some big parents that did a lot of things over the years. Either, you know, that there, we had one that unfortunately moved away that has been through the system. They moved, so that took one out. Then the graduating seniors, so we had to have a lot of the parents step in, and we had a lot of parents really take control. Okay, who's doing concession stand and Appleton? Who's doing it in Madison? Who's setting up with helping moving pizzas around? If anybody's helping with the haunted hay right down at the county park. So they really have been good. They've really helped them. Again, it makes my job a lot easier. I can worry about the coaching part. They can do a lot of stuff on the side. I'm still around to help, and that you can't go wrong with that. So, and then also Amy Stitt, who has done, you know, a lot of setting up for our pizza fundraising. She helps me when I go to Duluth. She can basically put the itinerary together, and she asks, where do you want to be on this day? And, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday in Duluth, where do you want to be? What do you want to see? Well, I want to see this, but I'll get here. And she'll put it together, and same thing, we'll be grilling, we'll cook at the house up there. This year we cooked a lot more up there, you know, walking tacos one night. We had chicken one night. We just had a lot of things. We cooked it right there and then. So she has that, and again, you know, she is a great addition, you know, a thing with this program, and, you know, it's, and hopefully everything goes well, you know, that we get her back next year and just keep rolling with it. So again, I got a lot of things to be thankful as a coach in the program and everything else, and with this family we've been doing here for since 97, we've been running this program. It's been fun, and I've really been fortunate.
Yeah, and like we mentioned with Paul Ramo at the beginning, you know, this area of the state is very good in cross country. This year, when you did have one boy and one girl individual into the state tournament, but the teams won the section and placed in the section also placed, I think, 2-3 in the state.
Boys are 1-2.
A 1-2.
Boys are 1-2, yeah. And then they were a solid 1-2. Yeah. I mean, I think from first to second it was only 5 or 6 points, but then it fell off like 20 points. Mm-hmm. So that shows, and those again, that's what we knew these teams coming up when seventh grade season started, when we started seeing Redwood, we started seeing Laverne.
Yeah.
Knew they were going to be tough because they had a very good seventh grade crop come in.
And you've been in that position over the years as well. And, yep. And now you said, well, we're rebuilding. We'll have to rebuild again. So if you were in a different section, it might be different for you. So,
yep.
But that's the way it is, and it's good to have that competition.
Yeah, it is. And, that's what might make you better, because when you get that level, you're ready to compete. And that's the thing is, we could be in section here, section there, but you're here, and that's the hand you're dealt. You go with. You don't look for excuses, and we're happy. And we've moved around a few years. We've been in section six. We are 2AA, which that was a nightmare being with the schools of Mankato, East, West. And we didn't belong there. But then when we got back to A, we're very competitive, and that's what shows. And so, like I said, it's lucky to have good kids. Kids are willing to work, and to represent this area to compete again. Even though we've been rebuilding off and on, we're still competing. I mean, it's not like we're falling off the planet. Now we're finishing 20th in section. We're still pushing that top 10, top 5 every year. It's just we don't have that. We're one off here or there from being that top 2.
Yeah. Well, that's why they work. And that's why you, keep track of their summer miles and things like that. And you take a select group up for a week up to the North Shore and you get to do a lot of things, but you also train and you talk about the strategy mentally and throughout the season. So, yeah.
And like I said, we cover each other. We take care of each other, and that's the biggest thing. It's a family of, yes, some families don't get along. We try to get along, but again, when you're mixing and matching 7 through 12, that's a whole different level. And like I said, it's just – we do a lot of the stuff for the kids. It's a lot of time into putting kids, but still, it's fun. All the years that I've been doing this, take him to those. Never come home with a frown. You always come home with, God, that was fun. We did this. You saw these kids do that. That's what is so fun about working with these kids. They'll all of a sudden surprise the heck out of you, and you're just like going, wow, I did not see that coming, and you're just loving life. And so that's what's so good.
Well, unfortunately, you don't get much rest. We thought we might have a chance to wrap up your season last week on the Culture Show, but you're involved in your next area, and you were at a basketball scrimmage up in Barrett, West Central area, and then you had a game already last night.
No. It's I enjoy it. And, again, I've always, how many years can I keep doing this? I've enjoyed all these years, lucky enough to do it, and have coaches that allow me to do it, because that's the best part of it. I get to have that, and I've always told Dylan. I said every year, the season's over. You can find someone better. You're ready to move to another. I'm not doing my again. I will be glad to walk out the door, but I enjoy it. I think the kids do understand it too. And again, that's if as long as you rapport with the kids, I think that helps a lot. When you lose that, it's not worth doing it.
Yeah. Well. Tell me, I always say this, tell me a coach that's not fighting hard for their kids and proud of their kids, and you're a classic example of that, and that is a two-way street, because they put out good effort for you and everything that you do. So we're fortunate to have you.
So. No, thank you.
So, anything else?
No, I'm ready just to kind of maybe enjoy it on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Just to get out in nice air. Maybe it's going to be a nice couple of days before it gets cold next week, sounds like.
Yeah, and I guess we won't talk again until in the spring for when track rolls around.
You'll probably be glad. That'll be good. That'll be good.
So, thank you.
No problem. Thank you again for letting me do this.
It's John Sherb on Cross Country. Dr. Hacker just walked in the door, and we'll be wrapping up that girls' tennis season with him after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Stop by the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson and order your Colbert hams for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Also at the Country Butcher, they'll deliver your meat and cheeses 10% off. That's the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1, and Sunday by appointment. That's the Country Butcher, Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
So Wearable Designs in Appleton offers a good inventory of apparel items, custom-made jewelry, belts, caps, blankets, bags, and much more. Home decor items as well. Check them out on Main Street, Appleton. Did you know you can create and share your own designs using their website? Go to SoWearableDesigns.com and be creative. So Wearable Designs, downtown Appleton.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Ready for a fresh start? Minnesota West Community and Technical College has free admission and in-state tuition rates no matter where you live. With 5 campuses and 2 learning centers, we offer hands-on training in technical trades, allied health, nursing, peace officer programs, online options, and more. Registration is open. Spring semester begins January 13th. Go to mnwest.edu for details.
Larson Brothers Concrete has 2 dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete. Serving our entire Q92 listening area. At Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, we're proud to offer products from Lennox. Now is a great time to get your heating equipment serviced to make sure that it's running efficiently as it can. Just like you need to change oil on your car, you should be having your furnace planned maintenance completed. Whether you need a small repair or a new system, trust Larry's Refrigeration and Heating to take care of your home, and they will make sure you're comfortable at all times. And they have some new appliances on the floor. Call Larry's at 320-598-3334. That's Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison.
See a movie this weekend at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday the 22nd of November through Monday the 25th in Theater 1. It's Wicked, rated PG-13. That's Wicked in Theater 1. And in Theater number 2, Gladiator 2, rated R. Gladiator 2 in Theater 2, both opening nationwide right here at the Madison, Minnesota. Showtime 7 o'clock nightly, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
Oh, welcome back to the Culture Show, and we've had a couple postponements of the wrapping up the season of girls tennis with you because of you set up the banquet and then have some illnesses. So finally got it in.
We got it in. Exactly.
So now we'll wrap up that girls tennis season, and I know you're chomping at the bit to tell everybody about the a very unusual situation in the state tournament that happened to those girls, and we'll hear about that in the interview here this morning, but very unusual situation.
Yeah, so we ended up, Hannah Oy, Kayla Jan, qualified for state this year, making it through sections. We ended up taking second place in sections, losing to the Pipestone team. When we get down to state, we end up in the bottom half kind of the bracket. On there's 8 matches, so 16 teams that get in there. Since we ended up second, we get drawn, and they only seed 5 of the 16 teams. We ended up getting the 1 seed, of course. So private school from the city is the Blake School. Blake School, by the way, had just gone through. They played team state the prior 2 days to individual. So that went Tuesday and Wednesday, the Blake School had gone through. And again, 8 teams from the state.
So three matches to win, right? Blake won 7-0 in their first match. They won 7-0 in their second match. And they lost 5-2 at the championship. So they're a very solid team.
To another private school.
To another, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's how it always works at state. Yeah. But at least in Class A. But, you know, I didn't necessarily share that with a gal with our doubles team going down there beforehand. You know, we just worked on playing our game and staying positive. Tennis is such a mental game. I like a lot of sports, but tennis is, if you start getting down on yourself, you start losing confidence, nothing really goes your way at that point. It all kind of goes sideways and gets ugly pretty fast. So we knew going in against the one seed that we're going to have to stay positive, that we're going to have to stay aggressive. You can't play careful or defensive tennis against a very good team. They will just pick you apart. So staying positive was like, that was what we talked about over and over again. Because Kayla and Hannah both have very solid games. They can hit the ball well. They're good players. But just like anybody else, if you start losing that mental edge or that mental toughness, things come apart for you pretty quickly. So, but they did a great job. We got down there and they were smiling. They were laughing between points. They were just very positive. And you could see it from the side, just versus the other team, which looked a little annoyed, a little missed points. They were getting down on themselves a little bit. And a lot of tennis is decided in maybe the first three or four games of a match, right? You kind of set the tone for how the rest of the match is going to look. And I'm sure the Blake School, as the number one seed, playing a rural Minnesota town from, you know, farmland where we don't have indoor facilities, we don't have private coaches, probably thought it was going to be an easy role for them. But when we were in it, you know, 2-2, 3-2, went the first few games, and Kayla and Hannah were playing very solid tennis, you could definitely tell that they started kind of wondering what was going on a little bit. This isn't the way the, you know, it was supposed to play out for them. And Hannah and Kayla did just a great job staying positive. We ended up taking that first set 6-3. We dropped the second set. And then we were in it positive, and we're in it mentally, in it physically, making good shots, moving well. I must say, Hannah and Kayla both had just an excellent service game. Sometimes if your serve is just, you know, if you've got the yips on your serve, it's hard to follow it up with a good rest of the game. But both of them were playing really solid. I don't think they double faulted more than once or twice in the whole match, which is really solid. And we knew that going into that third set, that's on the first two, what we talked about is the person who was going to take it is the person who shows up and plays with confidence, has a positive attitude, and believes in what they're doing out there. And I think Hannah and Kayla, after playing two sets, had clearly felt good about themselves, felt that they could do this, saw themselves, you know, winning it, right? Where the other team, I think, was really questioning what the heck was going on at that point, because it wasn't playing out at all like they expected. But
their body language probably showed.
Yeah, it's just it. Their body language. You started kind of like a little bit of attitude with each other, with your teammate. That never goes well. And then once you start getting down, they started missing more shots. They started going for too much. In tennis, you got to be patient, wait for your opportunities, see your points develop, and then make your move when you have that. When you have that opportunity, right? But they were, you know, first, second ball they were getting, they're trying to hit winners. So they're missing a lot. Their serves are going sideways on them. And it happened because Hannah, and I'm not trying to say that it just happened out of the blue. Hannah and Kayla played solid tennis, yep. Made it happen. So they did a great job. It was so much fun. So first time in 26 years that a one seed had been beaten at the state tournament.
What was the third set score?
The third set was 6-3 us. Okay. Sorry, yeah. So, you know, just bounced back. And again, I think in that third set, the other team tightened up so much knowing that, you know, this was a match they're going to have to earn. It's not going to be given to them by just walking out in the court and hitting the ball a few times. And when that happened, things just went our way again. So, and again, Hannah and Kayla stayed in the moment, didn't let the location, the fact that they were at state, playing in the bubble there, none of that really seemed to kind of get in their head. So they did a great job. And that was, I think part of it too, that was Kayla's third trip to state. It was Hannah's second trip to state. You know, they'd both been there before. They both kind of knew how this worked, what to expect, how to prepare for it a little bit better than kind of just walking in there the first time. Mm-hmm. So credit to them. They just did an awesome job.
So that got them in the finals.
Well, that was our first round. That got us in second round. But second round, we ended up playing a team that had a very unorthodox style. We had a hard time actually trying to figure out how to attack it, how to play with it. They did a good job at taking us out of our game. It wasn't hard-hitting tennis. It was lobs. Everything was lobs. They were lobbing our first serves. They were lobbing anything we hit, they were lobbing it. And it's really hard when you get pushed against the back wall and you're 15 feet behind the baseline, you can't play offensive tennis. At that point, you're in defense mode, and you just have to keep the ball out of their rackets, right? Keep it deep, keep it away from them so they can't attack you. That's nothing we saw all year long. Yeah. So it's hard. It was Hannah and Kayla did a good job staying positive, trying to solve the problem on the courts, but just it didn't go our way. But
where were they from?
Oh, man, Paul. Dick. I'm forgetting off the top of my head, actually.
Well, that's okay. They're private school, too?
Or? No, this is a public school.
Oh, okay.
And they did a good job. They were younger kids, actually, too. Okay. So they did a nice job with that. But, you know, I think that ended our run at state the first day after those first two matches. But I think Hannah and Kayla did can really feel proud about the way they played and what happened for them.
You said it was the first time in 30 years that something happened.
Yeah, first time in 26 years a one seed had been beat at the opening round of the state tournament in Class A. So, you know, they made their name for themselves. So that was pretty impressive. So it was great.
I guess you're guaranteed two matches. If you lose that first one, you still have a thing to come back to bench third, but now you win your first one against the number one seed, and then you lose, and now you're out of the tournament.
And you're done. and you're done. Exactly.
That doesn't make sense, but it's never happened, but maybe we'll see something like that to put back in.
It could change. You know, they are adding a third class for tennis this coming year.
Okay.
So girls tennis will have three classes instead of the two, just the A and double A. Now there'll be a triple A. Not to get off track, but the thinking there is that most of the AAA schools are just going to be the bigger, the Minnetonkas, the Dinas.
Yep.
They'll kind of be in their own class by themselves. Probably, in talking to some of the other coaches and some of the folks on the state board, probably really won't affect us at the level in the population town, this, you know, city that we're in right now. But who knows? You know, so things change. Maybe they will change that state tournament bracket too.
Maybe private schools will come in double A, and then it would be all public schools in A.
That would be fine with me. I like that. We should suggest that. It would make it easier. Exactly.
Okay. Now you talked about the state. Let's wrap up your regular season.
Yeah. So we had our banquet. Finally, Wednesday night, where it was snow and ice and blowing like a banshee out there. I did not feel like tennis weather at all. Everybody had their winter jackets on coming in. But we were finally able to do it. We had a sick kiddo the week before, you know, a senior. Hate to have them miss out on things. They've been in it all, you know, their whole 6 years. Just want to share everything with them, too, if we can. So, anyhow, we rescheduled, got it in this past week. So I just want to say a couple, you know, just give a shout out and give credit to some of the people helping us.
Sure.
Yeah. So Tammy Wiebe is Elsie Wiebe was a senior from Dawson, is a senior from Dawson. But Tammy gave us snack bags for every player on the minibus since every match was away. Everybody got a snack bag, like three or four things to eat. We always had a Gatorade in there. So it was awesome to be able to come out of school. Elsie would carry this big box with all these all these snack bags for everybody on the bus, including me. The coach even got one, which was awesome. So anyhow, Elsie's mom, Tammy Wiebe, was awesome, super helpful. And just along that line, too, I mean, we just have a great group of parents who support our tennis program. So I really appreciate that. I was doing a little figuring. So I've been coaching about 17 years now. And Kim and Jamie Jan, right, and Melissa and Luke Oy have had a kid in the program 15 of those 17 years, and both of them are graduating their last kiddos this year. It's going to be a new world for me. I've been working with these parents and families for quite a while, and they're awesome. Yeah. So that's going to be hard. I mean, and we graduated 6 seniors this year. Yeah. So kind of going rolling into that, state does something called all-conference academic or academic all-conference. Our team, the whole varsity, 10 kids on average, had a GPA of 3.75 or better as a team. So we were considered gold all academic, all state. So congratulations to the kids for just really excelling at their schoolwork as well as on the court. They do a great job with that. And then of our 6 seniors, we had 5 of them that were individual academic, all state, gold level. And that was just kind of going in no particular order, but Hannah Oy, Kayla Jan, Sadie Hacker, Gertie Sieg, and Elsie Wiebe. So they did a great job as well. So that was our academic All-State Awards. Our letter winners were the varsity lineup for us. And I'll say the names if that's okay. We have time.
Yep.
Again, I think of it as my Oy first singles, Kayla Jan second singles, Elsie Wiebe third singles, Alexis Olson fourth singles. One doubles was Sadie Hacker and Gertie Sieg. Two doubles was Maya Virgie and Val Piotr. And three doubles was Bree Borstad and Reese Kuzman. And these kids all played well, played hard. You know, that's what got us a successful season this year. But they were the letters winners for us this year. We also had, you know, we've got 9 teams in our conference. And of those 9 teams, we've got about 130 kids, probably all conference out of those 9 teams. And we ended up with 4 of them this year, which was pretty impressive. The only teams that got more than us were Minnewaska this year, really, and then Montevideo. And Wasco is, you know, Montevideo was the team that put a couple players in the singles tournament as well. And Wasco is the team that got there for us. So, but our all-conference players this year, who, again, Hannah Oy at 1 singles, Kayla Janet 2 singles, both of them had very successful seasons. We would walk on – I mean, tennis is a kind of a friendly sport in the sense that the coaches will stand on the back fence and maybe chew the fat a little bit during the match even and chat and visit with each other. So a lot of our teams looked at us and would say, like, we don't like playing you this year because it's like you got 2 first singles players. I mean, Kayla and Hannah were very, very close in skill level and performance, and both did really well on the courts. And then Sadie Hacker and Gertie Sieg were our 1 doubles team that matched up this year for the first time. And they did a great job. They made all conference as well. So, you know, credit to those kids winning them really the majority of their games in conference matches. So they all did really well, and unfortunately we're losing all of them.
Yeah.
They're all graduating this year for us. So that's our all conference players. We also had state certificates for Hannah Oy and Kayla Jan. They did a great job. Like we just talked about at state, they really performed well. And we're going to really miss them next year. We're going to have some really big holes on our team to fill. Excuse me. We also did just some team awards, which are the awards that, to me, I think are really special because it's the ones the kids vote on for each other. So we traveled with 14 players most of the time this year, the 10 points that played varsity and the 4 exhibition that played varsity. And our exhibition varsity players this year were Cameron Olson, Macy Moen, Greta Hacker, and Kenna McTye. And all those gals are back with us next year, which is awesome. But they really did a nice job. You know, we've got some younger players there coming up, really playing well, doing a good job. So, you know, we're going to lose a lot, but we've got a lot of potential players coming up. And even looking even further than that, we've got some really young players in JV that are very committed, working hard. So, but our team awards, again, we've got an award called the Colby Elans Award, which is kind of, you know, for attitude, effort, sportsmanship, on the court, off the court, you know, and Sadie Hacker won that this year. So she did a great job just really being a positive influence for the team and especially a good example for those younger players. Our most improved this year was a tie for 2 players this year. Excuse me. So we ended up, Val Piotr was one of our most improved this year, who did a really good job. She was our two doubles team. She's a senior, but she really, you know, she was more of a third doubles kind of exhibition player and moved up to two doubles. And she and Maya Virgie did a really good job at two doubles. And then our other most improved player was Alexis Olson, who played four singles for us. And was a junior this year, will be a senior next year. So we'll really look forward to hopefully what she brings to the table. And it'll be a new challenge, moving up a few spots probably, wherever she ends up playing at. But, you know, that's good. I think it's one of those learning opportunities where you're challenged and, you know, see what you can do with that. So so that was our most improved players. Our rookie of the year goes to somebody who's new either on the varsity lineup as a points or exhibition. And with that this year, she's a ninth grader. Just a little shout out to Reese. She did a really nice job playing three doubles with Bree Borstedt all year. And then at the end of the season, our last section match, actually, Maya Virgie ended up ill. We could have been dealing with that all season. And then Reese moved from third doubles up to second doubles and played with Val. And really stepped up to the challenge and played. And they ended up losing a three-set match, but really made it competitive and played hard. And it was fun to watch Reese kind of rise to that challenge. She did really well. She's very fast. I mean, she's a quick gal. So, but, you know, she'll be back next year, hopefully, and we'll see where she's at. So that was our rookie of the year player. And their MVP award goes to, you know, kind of clearly like that player that the other teammates see is like pretty essential to the team. And it was literally another dead heat. So if we have ties, I don't break them. The awards go to the both of those players. And that was Hannah Oy and Kayla Jan. And deservedly, they're the ones that got the award. And I think that, you know, the way the team sees it is almost exactly the way I see it almost every year. Mm-hmm. The kids know what's going on. They have really good insight, and they managed to figure it out. So credit to them for, you know, I think making some really good choices this year. And Kayla and Hannah really deserve that award. They both work hard, put in a lot of time in the summer, and it shows on the court. You know, translates into the success they have and they're playing on the court. So just like, you know, like a lot of sports.
Sure.
So that was our team awards, and that kind of wrapped that up for us this year. We did some other goofy things. We do a Walmart scavenger hunt every year, so we get awards for that. I always do a little kind of goofy tennis quiz. Our last question of the quiz was, and this was, what is Austin Ireland's middle name? And what is his birthday? Because Austin Ireland, when he plays tennis, if he makes a bad shot, he doesn't swear. He just hollers his middle name. And he beats himself up. So his middle name, just for everybody, is Cody. And his birthday is August 18th. So one person knew his birthday, actually. And a bunch of the players got his middle name because he uses it quite a bit. But just want to...
Mr. Excitement.
Oh, my gosh. Just a huge shout-out to Austin, man. He is such a great guy to work with. He just brings a good attitude, good effort. You know he's there every day for those kids. I really appreciate working with him, and he just does a great job with them. So I've kind of told Austin, like, dude, if you're done, I'm done. So you got to give me a heads up before if you quit coaching. But I think this is kind of, I want to also give him, he got engaged about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So congratulations
to
him.
She asked him?
I don't know. I didn't ask the details. I was just, you know, I'm happy for you, sir. So I think I can share that because he was sharing it at the tennis banquet anyhow. So anyhow, I'm happy for Austin, and honestly, he's just awesome to work with. So I really appreciate him a lot. Parents, like I said, are great. And then Zach Stelter out at the high school and Michelle McFarland are huge helps out there. So thanks. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them as well. They just do a really good job.
Speaking of Zach, Paul Raymond got a phone call the day of the individual tournament. And he said, I think our doubles team is going to beat number one seed.
Yeah, is that right?
So, yeah.
Zach traveled all the way down to state tennis to watch, which was awesome. So a huge shout out. I mean, he's been very supportive and helpful and appreciate that. Yep. So thanks for having me in. And that kind of wraps up our season until next year.
All right. Well, it turned out to be a great day for both you and John Sherb to wrap up their seasons because like I told him and tell everybody, tell me a coach that's not proud of their team.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to miss these kids. So it's been 16 years that have been awesome to work with, and they're all great examples for the rest of the team, down to every one of them. just gonna it's gonna be a new year, but that's what it is every year. So
When I see Austin, I'll tell him don't quit because Dr. Hatcher wants you to stay.
Exactly. So. I when he was engaged, I did say the one thing is she better be moving here, buddy, because you better not be. She's from out of town, so I don't want you moving away.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming in every week, and I will.
Courts next year. So
there you go.
Yeah. All right. Thanks much. Appreciate it.
That's Dr. Brand Hacker on girls tennis. We'll wrap up the culture show after this.
Watch Prairie Sportsman airing Sunday nights at 7:30 on Pioneer Public Television. Join host Brett Amundson and adventure into the world of outdoor sports and the science of natural resource restoration. Top it off with a toast to local artists, cooks, and brewers. That's Prairie Sportsman Sunday nights, 7:30 on Pioneer PBS.
Monica, what's happening at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson?
Well, we're getting ready for the holidays, and Monica's filling up with a lot of sweaters and jackets and denim and boots and shoes and jewelry and hats and gloves and a lot more. And come on in and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. Sign up for a free gift certificate, and Monica will wrap. Or she can also put you on a wish list to see what you want for the holidays. Shop Monica's and Awesome Dawson Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook, and don't forget about Small Business Saturday, too. Thanks for shopping small.
Back here at the Coach's Show, we did not interview girls basketball with Dylan Erickson. He was unable to make it today. So he will introduce his team next Saturday morning, along with he had a game last night at Minnewaska, and Minnewaska is favored to go to the state, and it was not a very fun game for them, and that's no excuse for not being at the Culture Show at all. But and then they will have a game on Tuesday against Pipestone. And that game, I believe, is here, I think, on Tuesday. So he'll have to introduce his team, and they do have a C, B, and A squad. And I'll talk about those two games. Plus, on the week after Thanksgiving, the boys' basketball team has a game at home against Border West. So we'll be talking to Robin Rademacher, the introduce his team, and the wrestling team on Tuesday goes December 3rd up to New London Spicer. So we'll talk to Hank Ireland about wrestling. So we'll have a nice culture show next week as well. I want to thank John Cherb and Dr. Brand Hacker for having a great show today. So I'll finish the Culture Show with a couple jokes. Number one, I change my password to incorrect so that whenever I forget it, the computer will remind me and says, your password is incorrect. And one more, artificial intelligence is no match for natural stupidity. Well, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.